From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Pentagon says Russian troops are flowing into Crimea. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says one estimate puts the number as high as 20,000 troops.
We're much more concerned about the activities, you know, blocking off Ukrainian naval bases by sinking patrol boats into the waterways and essentially establishing operational control of the Crimea.
The U.S. is watching bridges and border crossings along Ukraine's border with Russia for possible troop movements elsewhere. Earlier today, there were reports of a standoff at a Ukrainian military base in Crimea. Armed men, believed to be Russian troops, reportedly approached the gates of the base in the port city of Sevastopol. Reuters reported that Crimea's pro-Russian premier said on Ukrainian TV that there were no attempts to attack. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is offering advice to the U.S. on how to deal with the Russian situation on the issue of Ukraine. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports Berlusconi is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest allies in the West.
Italian media report that at a luncheon at the U.S. Embassy in Rome this week, Berlusconi told Ambassador John Phillips it would be an error to isolate Russia. Taking on the role of elder statesman, he suggested the United States involve the Kremlin in negotiations. Berlusconi has been barred from the Italian parliament following a tax conviction last summer, but he remains leader of his center-right party. 4 years ago, WikiLeaks revealed that the then U.S. ambassador to Rome, Ronald Spogli, suspected Putin had obtained Berlusconi's political support through lucrative energy deals. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The pace of job creation accelerated in February, according to the government's monthly employment report. That's despite a continued drag from winter storms. But as NPR's John Idstey reports, the unemployment rate ticked up slightly.
175,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, more than economists had expected. But there's little doubt the weather negatively affected the job market. The government survey of households concludes that more than 600,000 Americans missed work because of the weather, double the average for February. Better than expected job growth, despite the bad weather, suggests the underlying economy may have more strength than many thought. Even an uptick in the unemployment rate to 6.7% could be a good sign. The rise was due to more than 250,000 people swelling the ranks of the labor force, many likely re-entering because they now have more confidence they'll find a job. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says too many high school students miss out on millions of dollars in federal student aid. He's pushing a new initiative to change that this fall. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 30 points, ending the day at 16,452. The Nasdaq is down 15 points to close at 4,336. This is NPR News in Washington. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled today that some parts of the state's school funding system are unconstitutional. Kansas Public Radio's Stephen Caranda reports the decision comes in a lawsuit filed by school districts and parents asking the state to increase education funding.
Justices ruled that the state has created inequality by cutting certain education funds during the recession. The money helps equalize budgets between districts. The court says lawmakers have until July to fix it, which could cost more than $100 million. But the court did not rule on the larger question of whether lawmakers are adequately funding education in Kansas. They say a lower court used the wrong test to determine adequacy, so the lower court will have to consider that again. Some education advocates are calling it a partial victory, but at this point it's unclear if lawmakers will comply with the order for more funding. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka, Kansas.
A Malaysia Airlines flight en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing is missing. The airline says it lost radio contact with the plane carrying 227 passengers and a crew of 12. The plane was supposed to have landed in Beijing more than 3 hours ago. A woman working at a Chicago thrift store is dead after being shot in the chest by a gun that fell out of clothing she was sorting. Police say the gun was apparently in clothing that had been dropped off at the store when the accident happened. It is now illegal to take so-called upskirt photos in Massachusetts. Governor Deval Patrick signed a new law today, just days after that state's Supreme Court ruled that a man who had taken such photos had not violated state law. Lawmakers acted quickly to send the bill to the governor. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.